Bujo nindin away magani dog, beisha go benesi ekwe indigo mang indu dem. Ga osa squa jame cog indun jaba, ga mesqua wako cog inda. Elaine Fleming indigena cause. Me great min obumadasiwin. Me great for this good life. Nin min wendam, I'm a happy person. So welcome to History of Leech Lake. It's spring. And people are out gathering maple sap to make their syrup and to make their sugar. And today we're going to be learning about our families on Leech Lake. And so we always say, Buju and Dinawe Magani Duk, hello, all my relatives. And so here today we're going to meet one of our people of Leech Lake, one of our women scholars, actually, one of the students from our tribal college. And her name is Sheila Northbird. Bujo, Sheila.
Bujo and Dinawe Magani Doug.
So, Sheila, you're going to Leech Lake Tribal College now. What are you taking there?
Currently, I'm studying forestry and working towards a forestry and soil science degree.
Wow. And you're going to graduate this spring?
I wish I could say yes to that. Unfortunately, I will not be. I will be short two classes that I won't be able to take until fall, but I have secured a scholarship at Salish Kootenai College, where I'll be transferring to and attending college there next fall. So I won't be able to get the AS degree in forestry from the tribal college like I wanted to.
Oh, and where is Salish Kootenai College?
In Pueblo, Montana.
Wow, so you're traveling. Now, you already have a degree, don't you?
Yes.
And that is?
In mathematics from Bemidji State.
Wow, so you have a bachelor's degree in mathematics.
Yes.
Wow, that is great. And now you're going into the forestry. And what is why are you going into that field?
Well, I grew up in the forest, and I've always loved being in the forest. It all relates to my childhood. It's a little bit complicated to explain. It'd take a long time. But I went into math because it was easy for me, and it was also one of those careers that people suggested good money. And at that time, our family, to help support our family, we needed to, do things like that, because that's the way to get by through this world, is you got to be able to make good money. And so I went into that, and my heart was never really in it. I always, wanted to be in the forest. And so I did the math route, worked a job that required, having good math skills, and did that for a number of years, and then finally decided this is not for me. It wasn't something that I truly enjoyed. It was a very stressful job in that sense for me, because I didn't really enjoy it. So I made the decision last year to go back to school and do what I've always wanted to do.
Okay, so you're going back to school. You're in school now, and you're going to be going to Salish Kootenai College in Montana. So I just happen to know you were born during the self-determination era of 1974, mm-hmm. which is really a paramount time in the lives of Anishinaabe all across this nation state, this United States of America, when all kinds of legislation was passed to promote our self-determination and our self-governance. So you are, what clan are you?
Miggisi.
And you're enrolled?
In Red Lake.
Oh, you're enrolled in Red Lake. But who are your parents? Who's your mother and your father?
My mother is Melvina Northbird, and my father is Richard Burnett. And my mother, she's a Red Lake enrollee as well, and my father is a Leech Lake enrollee. I was born in Cass Lake, one of the last few babies born in the Cass Lake Hospital, the IHS, before they moved them all over to Bemidji. Oh. One of the last few during those times. And but I grew up in Leech Lake. Leech Lake is my home. I grew up in the woods in Leech Lake. My father, we lived a very traditional lifestyle. I grew up without electricity, water. We had to, you know, I lived a hard working life. But I still think it's the simplest life compared to what we have now. Even though we have all these modern conveniences, I still miss those days of all that work that we did to get the food that we needed and work with the land, live with the land. It's a different experience, and I'm really glad that I grew up that way. But how these things happen is we were unable to really sustain a good life living off the land. Privatization of land kind of like stopped us being able to go trapping and hunting where we wanted to. My dad ended up becoming a logger. He was a woodsman. He himself grew up in the woods. And doing that, you know, I learned a lot about forest management from my mother and my grandmother and my grandfather. We were probably the only loggers in the area that were, once we would log an area, we would ensure there was certain things that we did to make sure that the same type of trees would grow back. There was a lot of, I learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we share that. When I was young, we would go out and my father would sign contracts and get certain pieces of land with the Chippewa National Forest. Mm-hmm. And then we would go out as a family and they would cut down the trees, my father and my brothers. And then we women, we would peel the logs. Mm-hmm. And yep. We would get 9 cents a log. They were about, maybe 6 feet mm-hmm. long, and yeah. I could peel like 60 logs in a day yeah. in my rollers because I was a teenager at that time, and later on I was going to go stay yeah. and spend my money. But you say, what was your father's name again?
Richard Burnett.
And your mother's name?
Melvina Northford.
So you said they were born during the Indian Reorganization era.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was that time after the assimilation era. The assimilation era was about 1870 to 1934. And that was a time when we had, our families were going to the boarding schools. We were being Christianized. We were being made to be good U.S. citizens in those boarding schools. And we were concentrated on those reservations, very, very small reservations. That was a time of the Allotment Act, mm-hmm. when we lost all that land, and you're talking about privatization.
Yeah.
And it is. It's hard to live a life to be able to hunt and trap and fish and to even to garden and to gather your sap when you have little bits of land.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to be farmers during those times.
Yep.
And that was supposed to support us, but that didn't work. And we experienced extreme poverty. So it was during that time they did the Miriam Report.
Yeah.
And so, through that Miriam report, it reported on that extreme poverty and the health problems and the socioeconomic problems we were experiencing on the reservations. And that led to the Indian Reorganization era of 1934. And that's where your parents were born. But I would also, you said your father was from Onigam.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have a lot of family on that side.
Yep. Yes, we do. That side I don't know too much about because he didn't know too much about his family. His father, my grandfather, he was a product of the boarding school, actually. He lived with his grandmother when he was young. He didn't know who his parents were. She had passed away, and so he ended up being raised in the boarding schools. And through that, he became a preacher and a minister. So he was known in the area as one of the ministers. And he married a woman, my grandmother. She's of Irish, Scottish, Dutch, Welsh, Finnish descent. She's very proud of that. But she also knew the old ways there, too. So I know a lot about, like, the Gaelic traditions and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
That was pretty cool. She talked a lot about druids and things like that. She had stories. So I kind of feel fortunate that I got to hear both sides of old traditions and get to know them. And actually, that showed me a lot of similarities between those old ways.
That is so interesting. History is so interesting. And to learn about our families and where we came from and what we've experienced. And so we're going to end this session now with Sheila Northbird, Gishigukwe. But we're going to continue this session where we're going to talk more about her family and her experiences with the woods and with subsistence living. So chi mi gwech bizendawi eg mi gwech mi you.